Oh, I know. I have perambulated off of my usual path because I usually go deedle 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 deedle, but this week I went na 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 da 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 da. I guess I'm just feeling kind of rocking after my huge, air quotes, sold out success last night at the Steve Allen Theater, where I played with John Easdale, Prince Poppycock, Christy Callan, Justin Tanner, Clem Burke, Frank Infante was there, Kira Volman, Cherry Vanilla. Yeah, I did a whole bunch of stuff that you don't get to do, but you could have come to my show. This is Luxuria Music Radio. Isn't there some sort of support system here where the people show up for you? In any case, it went very, very well, and that means that I'm very, very bleary and draggy, and I'm going to make even more mistakes than usual. The station is called Luxuria Music. My name is Christian Hoffman. The show is called Pepperland Spice Rack. You know, you really don't need to know that information because you should just listen to every single show on this station all day long, every day until you die, because they're all the greatest shows in the world. But in any case, I'm going to be celebrating some birthdays. You know, I meant to do a whole April Fool's show, and then I just was too hungover. So what I've got is Speedy King, Keen, John, air quotes, Speedy, end air quotes, Keen, born March 29th, 1945, died March 12th, 2002 at the age of 56. If I were his age, I would be 5 years dead by now. But he made some really interesting things. He wrote songs for The Who. He was actually Pete Townsend's chauffeur, which is a weird thing. Maybe that's how he ended up writing songs for The Who. He wrote songs for the Swinging Blue Jeans. And then, of course, he did his most famous song, Something in the Air. And the sentimental thing about that song is Lance listened to the piano solo on that and said, like, hey, Christian, you should try to learn to play piano. Now Lance is dead and I'm still stuck here playing the piano. We're also going to do a tribute to Ronnie Lane, which is going to be our big long tribute because he's one of the co-writer on one of my very favorite bands, Small Faces. So I'm going to bore you to death with that stuff, or else you will be elated, as I am, to listen to it again and again and again. And there's Dana Gillespie, and then a very sardonic, probably only mildly appreciative aside to one Mr. Herb Albert, who, when all of Ann Magnuson's friends in Charlton, West Virginia, were saying that their favorite band was the Beatles, she said her favorite band was Herb Albert and the Tijuana Brass. And then I've ended up working with her for 30 years. What does it mean? There it is. The template for all of my subsequent inept piano playing. However, people seem to still keep asking me to do it. I don't really understand it. And here's a bizarre thing. John Speedy Keen wrote this song for the Swinging Blue Jeans. How did that happen?
So much to do, so it's up to you to find it, find it, find it. You don't have far to go.
And so, unexpectedly, after that kind of twaddle, British invasion pap, Speedy Keen, John Speedy Keen, wrote this song for The Who.
Monday. Tuesday. Wednesday. Take off and think of this.
So we're momentarily, that means a moment in the future. No, we're at this very moment celebrating the modest achievements of one Mr. John Speedy Keane. I actually really like what he does. And if I could achieve something similar, I'd be a better person than I am today. But in any case, I'm still calling them moderate achievements. He was born on March 29th, 1945. He died of heart failure at age 56 on March 12th, 2002. But in between those two dates, he wrote that song for the Swinging Blue Jeans. He wrote Hollywood Dream for Thunderclap Newman. He wrote that song for The Who, which is one of my favorite songs off of The Who Sells Out. And then he wrote a lot of not very interesting stuff, and he had some solo albums. But he also wrote this, which is his most famous song, and I adore it.
Sooner or later, because the revolution's
Oakley Dokley. Well, that was my album version. It was right off of vinyl because we're very old school here at Luxuria Music. Something in the Air by Thunderclap Newman, written by Speedy Keen, and that's all we've got about him today because there's so much else to celebrate. I love you, Speedy Keen, even though you're dead. If you're up there in the ether listening, remember that I like at least one or two other ones of your songs, as if that would mean anything to you. Now we're going to move on to Dana Gillespie. I'm doing the brief things first because we're going to have a long Ronnie Lane rock block at the end of the show. But in any case, Dana Gillespie, the only reason I actually know who she is because I was obsessed with David Bowie in the early 70s, and of course David Bowie meant Main Man, and Main Man meant trying to figure out everything you could possibly could about them, which included little Johnny Cougar Mellencamp, when he was a Main Man wannabe star, and Lee Black Childers, who I want to tell anybody out there in Radio Land who actually knows who he is, he was a fantastic photographer, and he's one of the first Main Man publicists, and he managed Wayne County and the Electric Chairs, later to be Jane County, and he went into the hospital after his art show, which I believe was on Thursday, and things are looking good. There was a dire moment when he was very near death, but I do believe that, according to the information I have from his sister, he's going to pull through. And if you ever wanted to have a positive and not cynical wish, which I personally have never experienced, I would love you to send that positive and not cynical wish out to Lee Black Childers right now, because he's in the hospital here in L.A., and we think he's going to pull through and make more tomfoolery than he ever has before. But in any case, he worked with Main Man and Cherry Vanilla, who played at my show last night, with Dana Gillespie when they signed her on as kind of like a weird... I mean, it was all gender-baiting. They called her first album Weren't Born a Man, when she looks like a sex-change person, only a sex-change person with a kind of a... protuberant set of cantaloupes. In any case, she was born Richenda Antoinette de Winterstein Gillespie, and she apparently appeared on stage in Jesus Christ Superstar in the original London version as Mary Magdalene. It's not the one that made it onto my recording, and that's why I'm not playing it today. Thank God, because I hate that musical. I don't even think it's campy. She followed an Indian guru named Sri Sathya Baba. But in between, she made a fantastic sort of London exploitation album called Foolish Seasons, which our very own DJ here on Luxuria Music, Steve Stanley, produced a reissue of. And so I'm going to play you a few cuts off of that. And I'm going to play you some of her Weren't Born a Man album. And then you can decide which one you can stand the least.
Time is slipping by, my love. Please don't say. to take a cinnamon fix, be a standing cinema. Dress my friends up just for show, see them as they really are. Put a people in my brain, two new pants to have a go. I'd like to be a gallery, put you all inside my show.
Well, you know, the ubiquitous Rosetta Hightower appeared on that song. She appeared on everything, almost. So we have to do a tribute to her soon. But meanwhile, here's some more Dana Gillespie. Still celebrating the peculiar talents of one Miss Dana Gillespie, and I'm going to play a song that's called Mother, Don't Be Frightened, even though I don't know if it's very good, because any song called Mother Don't Be Frightened has to be good.
Mother, don't be frightened by what you think you see. I've got some things to try out, but I'll take good care of me. Mother, don't be frightened about what you don't know. Oh, Mother, for the first time, I want to let my feelings flow.
Okay. I get it. She is no Brett Smiley, and Rick Wakeman, the pianist, has a lot to apologize for, which I didn't really realize before I played that cut, because I didn't... I love her album that Steve Stanley reissued, which is called Foolish Seasons, but Weren't Born a Man, I actually didn't really listen to it before I started playing it. I just saw Bowie on there and Main Man on there, and I thought I would play some of that. But let's give her one more chance. Here's a song that she recorded by Donovan that nobody else ever recorded. So she took a big chance, and it was early in 60s-ish, and Steve Stanley is an advocate, and it's Dana Gillespie, and this is her last chance on the Pepperland Spice Rack contest roundabout? What would I say? punishment? We'll figure it out after we listen to the song. Dokily. Well, now you can tell that Dana Gillespie is absolutely defensible, especially because she covered that rare Donovan song, which he has not been that rocking very often. And it's a fantastic track, and her voice is great, and she is kind of sexy looking. Even though when she called her second album for Main Man, Weren't Born a Man, and then you thought, like, well, no, maybe she was. The photography wasn't helping, but in any case, that's a fantastic track, and happy birthday to Dana Gillespie. And I didn't write down her birthday on here. I thought I did. I think it's March 31st, but no, that's Herb Albert. We're moving forward to Herb Albert, born March 31st, 1935, if you can believe it. You know, his canon is kind of indefensible. You listen to it and it's kind of Muzak. He's sort of the American Mantovani, and you don't know what to do with him. And yet it's so primal. It's kind of Freudianly based in our musical heritage or memory. And then the other thing is he did co-found A&M Records, which happened to sign We Five, The Merry-Go-Round, The Small Circles of Friends, The Carpenters. They actually signed the Sex Pistols for just a week. They signed The Move for their second album, which is not very good, but they signed Cat Stevens for his greatest record. So Herb Albert has a great trail of wonderful accomplishments, if not all of them are his music. But I'm going to try and play a couple of tracks from Herb Albert and the Tijuana Brass, because not only was I subjected to them all through my childhood, so I can never escape them, but they might be okay. I'm only playing two. Let's see what happens. Thank you. Yes, on Lux, we do this on purpose. I think I should just let this go for the rest of the show. Take it for another 30 seconds. Now you know it's vinyl. Oh my God, Kanye West, are you listening? Okay, everybody out there on Radio Land, say, good diver, good diver, good diver, good diver. Or bad diver, if you like. Meanwhile, we'll switch to my one other Herb Albert song before we kick him back into his grave. Okay, that's all I'm going to play by Herb Albert. He was very influential in my childhood. My parents had all of his records, as did the parents of everyone I knew, and as did the parents of Ann Magnuson, which is why she named Herb Albert and the Tijuana Brass her favorite band in lieu of the Beatles. And so they've done incredible damage on the psyches of all people of a certain age. But the other thing is, like I said, Herb Albert did found A&M Records, which was the... you know, they released some of my favorite records of all time. One of the ones that I love really a lot is the Lee Michaels first album, which is one of the sort of unheralded Jimi Hendrix adjacent psychedelic guitar albums. There was loads of great recordings that came out of that studio. And then I did have a boyfriend that designed record covers there for a while, including the Millionaires band Christmas. And the Millionaire played with me last night, so there's sort of a sentimental. Okay, enough of that. So now we're going to celebrate some real music as opposed to this faux music I've been playing all hour. And we're just going to go right into the Small Faces. We're going to celebrate the life of Ronnie Lane, born Ronald Frederick Lane, April 1st. April Fool's Day. I know I should have made a theme show. 1946. Died of multiple sclerosis June 4th, 1997. His death was not pleasant. It was long and lingering. He had no health care. He actually had no royalties from any of the Small Faces tracks. Ian McLagan and Kenny Jones were suing to get those royalties back to them. They happened to get them back to them right after Ronnie Lane died, which is a sad story. But on the other hand, Jimmy Page and Rod Stewart and Ron Wood all showed up to help pay Ronnie Lane's medical bills. But it's not a happy story. But the happy story is that we have this magnificent music that survived, and I'm going to play a lot of it on the original 45s, and then some of it, like I don't have the French EP version of Here Come the Nice, so I'll play that on a CD. But most of it, I'm just going to play 45s and play music I love by this fantastic songwriter of one of my favorite bands of all time. Okay, I don't want to go on and 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 on, but I'm going to go on and 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 on, because I just want to say, like, that's from a French EP, and if you are a record collecting nerd like I am, you know, like Neil Young used to say, like, you can really hear the difference between CDs and LPs, and I couldn't hear it. But I can really hear the difference between that particular version of this song, one of the greatest recorded singles of all time, and the other versions I've heard of it. So I'm happy to share all of the 45s I've bought that are marginally, maybe infinitesimally, whatever that is. Well, I put semen in there, though. Different versions of the things than the ones that you've heard before. But it's remarkable. Things pop out. The vocal was much louder in the beginning of that one, and then it was much quieter at the end, and it had more reverb on it, and more playful in the mix. So let's play some more 45s. It's a 45 party, okay?
Here comes the lights. Persians said he's not quite right. John had it sussed. He was living the life of a tramp. Yes, his bed was the cold and the damp, but the sun was his friend. He was free. A wise one, he loved all the haters. He loved them so much that their hate turned to fear. And shaking from behind their curtains, the loved ones would
Oakley Dokley. Well, here we are on LuxuriaMusic.com, your favorite station for the rest of your life. My name is Christian Hoffman. The station, obviously, is called Luxury Music. The show is called Pepperland Spice Rack, but there's many, 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 many other shows for your enjoyment all day long, every day, until you die on this station. And they're all by music obsessives that want to share stuff that you might likely never be able to hear otherwise. Like, for instance, the next single I'm going to play is Wham Bam Thank You Ma'am by the Small Faces, and I bought it when I was 16 years old, when my parents had sent me on one of those journeys that upper middle class parents send you to go and get some sort of intellectual maturity in Europe, and all I did was go to record stores and buy Small Faces singles. So I'm going to play that next, but meanwhile I'm going to look at all the paper around me, because I know it's the turn of the hour, and Luxuria Music likes you to say number. I'm looking, there's an erasable magic marker board over in the corner, and it says number one, parentheses, Lux to You, which is underlined with a squiggle, and then there's an end parentheses. So I guess, as one of the people who work at this radio station, I'm just going to say, Lux to you? Does that mean anything to you? I don't know. Number two, thank recent store customers. I don't know who the most recent store customers are, but we have a little sticky here that says, thank Elliot Marks. Thank you, Elliot Marks. Chatsworth, California. Number two, thank Nicole Caston, Avenel, New Jersey. And then it has three little lines, and then it says, say congratulations. So I'm going to say congratulations. There's also an odd thing that says you can call in here. I don't understand it, because no one's ever called me, but it says 323-952-4-LUX. Whatever. I'm just reading the stuff off of the board. And then it goes store.luxuriamusic.com. There you've got it. I would much prefer to just share with you this Small Faces 45 that I bought when I was 16 years old. So it was probably about 20 years before you were born, when I was in Italy and I was supposed to go to a museum, and instead I went to a record store.
Thank you. not see or touch or try to hide. My love is in and around you. I bless the day that I found you. So listen, baby, I'm happy just to be with you.
Okay, I would just be playing more fantastic Ronnie Lane compositions and songs that Ronnie Lane sung himself, but I am in the middle of a little bit of a luxurious moment, and if you'll allow it to me, like, I announced the phone number, which was 323-952-4LUX, a.k.a. 4589, which is a magnificent phone number, and we hope you call it, but we haven't gotten everything up and running here at Luxury Music, so you can just call in anytime you want. That phone number is, for the moment, specifically for interviews that we arranged beforehand, but hopefully in the next few weeks we're going to get it up and running so that any listener can call in and berate me, or perhaps celebrate me. So in any case, the Lux phone number is a thing we're working on at this very moment. And then the other thing is that I wanted to say that Lux to You is a very special thing where we announce who won the Lux to You prize, which is hand-selected by DJ Cheryl of Splendor in the Grass. And it is reported on Saturdays at noon. And there's just a whole bunch of people who call in and decide to donate or be part of the luxury experience have won wonderful things because they care so very much about us. And some of those people are David James of Cincinnati, Ohio, Ken Getty of Tecumseh, Ontario, California, Christian Snell, who shares a name with me, Seattle, Washington, Brian DeSolis of New York, New York, Tracy Robinson. Apparently it's not Robinson, it's just Robison of Springfield, Oregon, Michael Solis, Charlotte Robinson, not to be related to Tracy Robison, Mark Higgins, and Jennifer Leonardini. Oh, she's in Glendale. I could go visit her right after the show. What's your phone number, sweetie? In any case, I'm having a 45 party celebrating the accomplishments of one Mr. Ronnie Lane, and I'm playing all of the stuff on early 45s because even though I don't want to concede that Neil Young was right, the original vinyl versions sound better.
If a smile on my face doesn't mean much anymore, then it's all been just a waste of time. So won't you close your door? But when I look into your eyes, I feel there's still something there. that something's all I need to hold on to. I can lie to myself.
I still care. I still care about the way. And the little rain should say, won't you please come out to play?
I'm only dreaming.
It's all too beautiful. It's all
You know that, of course, that is the single that established Small Faces in the United States, and I'm playing all of the stuff on 45, so all the mixes are slightly different than anything that you can possibly access on CD, which is what we intend to do on Luxuria. We want to make you have a fantastic time and hear music you've never heard before, but we also want to play the things that you absolutely adore, but we're happy to play them in configurations you haven't heard earlier, and that's what I'm doing right now. Even when I listen to the stuff on headphones, and I've been listening to this for 30 years, it still sounds radically different than the stuff I have on CD. So I hope you're enjoying it. It's a birthday celebration for Ronnie Lane, and because I've moved my Lux to You clipboard closer to the mixer, I'm not sure where... Oh, here's the Ronnie Lane piece of paper. In any case, Ronnie Lane, born Ronald Frederick Lane. He was born on April Fool's Day, 1946, and sadly died of multiple sclerosis and its complications on June 4th, 1997, way too soon. I do want to read you something from the wiki page because I'm sure he would appreciate this, because apparently through all of the interviews I've read by him, the film stock I've seen of him, and the songs that he's written, I think he might have a great sense of humor. But he, when you read this Wikipedia entry, it is so totally Hobbiton. It's like, it's English, but it's not the English we speak in America. It's only the English we speak in some fantastical kind of Lord of the Rings, bizarre Hobbiton milieu. So I'm going to read it to you now. Ronnie Lane, in 1973, Ronnie Lane moves to Shropshire, or Shropshire, to Fishpool Farm in the village of Hissington, Wales, just off the Shrewsbury to Bishop's Castle Road. I want to repeat that again because I think there's a song in here somewhere. In 1973, Ronnie Lane moves to Shropshire, to Fishpool Farm in the village of Hissington, Wales, just off the Shrewsbury to Bishop's Castle Road. In that spirit, we will continue to celebrate his spirit.
Yeah. unexpected attacks on your nose can be treated by touching your toes. Donkey rides a penny a glare.
So why don't we listen to a fantastic cover version by Twice As Much of a Small Faces song that Ronnie Lane co-wrote? I don't know. You tell me, there's no reason not to.
Circles in the air, and in his heart and everywhere, he wanted all the world to be as free as he so they could see those green circles, green circles. Was warm, the lines they told, the dust and nations, ashes rolled. With the dawn he went his way, and with him went his love and pain. And green circles, circles, green circles, green circles, green circles.
Be nice to get on with me neighbours, but they make it very clear they've got no room for ravers. They stop me from grooving, they bang on the wall, they're doing me crusting, it's no good at all. go.
That's incredible.
Diddly bay. I'll sing you a song with no words and no tune.
Diddly bay.
So sing in your party while you suss out the moon. Oh yes. Lazy diddly Sunday bay. Afternoon. I've got no mind to worry. Close my eyes and drift away. Yeah.
No one can stop me from feeling this way, yeah.
Lazy Sunday afternoon, I've got no mind to worry. Close my eyes and drift away.
I'm pausing live. My name is Christian Hoffman. The station is called Luxuria Music, and the show is called Pepperland Spice Rack, and I'm actually pausing live because I'm so excited to be doing this tribute to Ronnie Lane, who was born early and unfortunately died early, but he co-wrote all of the songs with Steve Marriott for the Small Faces, and they're some of my favorite songs of all time. And here's the one, like, he promised to give them the Tin Soldier. He promised to give, what's her name? P.P. Arnold, Tin Soldier. And then they decided that it was so good that they wanted to keep it for themselves. And though, so as an apology after that mishap, which made them all be really angry at each other, they said, well, we'll write a song just for you. And this is the song, and it's called If You Think You're Groovy. And it maybe it's one of the most magnificent apologies in the musical universe. So let's see. I hope someone writes a song like this for me someday.
There's still so much for me to do and to know. And to be, and to be. Did you think you're grooving? You don't even move it.
I would tell you that I don't really want to blather on anymore, but I love hearing the sound of my own voice, and I talk and talk and talk and talk and talk and talk. But in any case, that was P.P. Arnold doing If You Think You're Groovy. It was the version of a Small Faces written song that they wrote to her as an apologia by saying she could have Tin Soldier and then taking it back. Which I love, and I want to use that template for many of the ways I behaved the rest of my life. Like, oh, you can have this? No, you can't. So basically, that's what Steve Marriott and Ronnie Lane said to P.P. Arnold. They said, like, oh, we're going to give you this song. Oh, no, it's too good. You can't have it. But If You Think You're Groovy is a fantastic song. We are in the middle of a celebration of Ronnie Lane. We're also on Luxuria Music. My name is Christian Hoffman. The show is called Pepperland Spice Rack. There's loads of more fantabulous shows to show up immediately as I leave the studio, which can't be too soon because I'm completely bleary from my show last night. You're human. If you had to wrangle 13 diva singers, an entire band, and supply the sound system, and then not got home till 3:30 in the morning, maybe you would be tired too. But I'm not so tired that I can't play you fabulous music till the end of the show. And I love you for listening, and I hope that you will listen again. And I think we're going to turn this into a brand that's trending with a hashtag. Remember, I do not have a cell phone. So those things are poetry to me. They're not realistic. It's just abstraction. So let's go from there and play some more Ronnie Lane involved music because I adore him. Here I am blathering again. I meant to play a bunch more Ronnie Lane singles, but I actually put up a single by Oscar that was written by Speedy Keen, who I was doing a tribute to very early in the show, and I'm just going to play that 45. This is a thing written by John, quotation, Speedy, exquotation, Keen, and I'm excited that I actually found it. I was looking on Wiki, and I thought, like, oh, I have those singles. So I am a hoarder.
Yeah. the club of life.
Now, you've met me. I have made many mistakes before when I played this radio show because we do it live. And I just pressed the next button on the CD that I thought was going to play what I wanted. I don't have anything against that song. That's by Murray Head, who played Jesus in Jesus Christ Superstar. And he's a fantastic person. He did many admirable movies. And he was on the immediate label, but he has nothing to do with the show that I was intending to play. I am playing Ronnie Lane stuff now. It's Small Faces or Small Faces covers. And so I just happened to press the wrong button. Maybe this is the right one. Yes, this is the right one. Because I adore the Small Faces. So, FCC alert. Fuck you, Murray Head.
I've been told it's just a matter of time before you meet someone who opened your mind. But time on my side, and nevertheless, I know the pain of too much tenderness. It's all part of my way of giving, and I'm giving it all to you. For the love, it's a way of living. So what more would you have me do? Although I'm not a guy who means to hurt, and if at times it seems our love won't work, I'll tell you, honey, you must realize and see confusion in my clouded eyes. It's all part of my way of giving, and I'm giving it all to you. Love, it's a way of living. So what more would you have me do? It's all part of my way of giving, and I'm giving it all to you. Love, it's a way of living, and it's me that you're looking. Thank you.
to do is talk to you. I got to try and make you see just how very, very much you mean to me. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Ha. Would it be too much to try and jog your memory? You remember me, baby. Ha. I hope that I'm still part of your history. Hey. Now I don't want to share your car. Stop you being a star.
Being a star.
All I want to do, you know what I've got to do. Got to keep on trying.
Oakley Dokes, well, here at luxuriamusic.com, we have been celebrating the birthday of one Mr. Ronnie Lane, who is one of the main songwriters of the Small Faces, as you may very, very well know, because I belabor the point forever and ever until you wish you weren't listening to me. But in any case, he's a wonderful guy, a songwriter, and he died of multiple sclerosis, and it was very, very sad. So much for that. He's dead. We like his music, okay? You know, what do we really care? Why don't you want to listen to a song that Prince Poppycock sang that I wrote at my show last night?
Circles in the darkness ring close, but the sweat lends an unhealthy sheen to my brow and I'm like to be clean. Hearts will fail, sentiment is called deserting. Cheeks will pale, empty ceremony flirting with disease, and the outcome remains to be seen. Quite sensibly, I like to be claimed. Grubby experience denies itself a guest. Holy rest comes only to those who have been good. Peace is absence of motion, but the white glove moves to test if the guest has gathered more mildew than he should. Only to those who have been good. Peace is absence of motion, but the white glove moves to test if the guest has gathered more mildew than he should. More to tears, now there's no experimenting. Is unrelenting, but it's safe. But
Okay. I admit that was a completely self-aggrandizing moment because I just happened to play with Prince Poppycock last night on the stage at the Steve Allen Theater, which we're all trying to save. So I hope any of you Angelinos out there, if there are any, will show up to the next show I produce there. But in any case, he sang that song last night on the stage, and I wrote it, and I have a fancy sense of myself, and so I just played it right here on the radio. But what's more important is that this is Luxuria Music. We need it to survive. We need you to go to Luxuria Music and look in the little page that says donate and give us a dollar, and then I will be able to play more obscure music like I just played and a lot more Small Faces music like I'm going to play, because Ronnie Lane's birthday was on April Fool's Day. So, April Fool.
Bye.
any case, if you're still listening, we're having a tribute to the magnificence of one Mr. Ronnie Lane's achievements, and while he was the co-writer with Steve Marriott in The Small Faces, whom we adore, and he's birthday adjacent. He was born on April Fool's Day, and wherever he is in heaven or in that other place, or perhaps in purgatory, you never know. I don't believe in any of that stuff. But in any case, wherever the spirit of Ronnie Lane survives, and I hope it survives in all of us, I want to celebrate all of his musical accomplishments. My name is Christian Hoffman. This show is called Pepperland Spice Rack. Upcoming right now is Audrey's Pretty World, Switched On Pretty World. It's going to be a fantastic show. And if you listen for the rest of the day, as you procedurally get drunker and drunker and drunker, which I hope you do, I want to advocate mood elevators. I am here to be on your side. In any case, Switched on Audrey will be a fantastic show, and then Michael Quercia will come on and, you know, boggle your mind with prog stuff.